1 John 5:14-15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. We shall receive what we ask for upon the condition if he will hear us, and he will hear us upon the condition that we will ask according to his will. And to ask according to his will, it is necessary to hear the Holy Spirit in the preached words of those people God has sent into our life. In this place of Scripture, we see the principle of the collaboration of man with God and his ability to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in his spirit and to differentiate it from other voices. Other voices are presented in the following. This is the voice of the personal flesh, the voice of the world in the form of our nation, the voice of blood in the form of our house, the voice of false prophets within our churches, and the voice of religious demons within our minds. These are all other voices, and all of these voices, they claim and battle with the voice of the Holy Spirit within our heart so that they can possess our heart. And to identify and differentiate the nature of the voice of God within our heart from the nature of other voices, we paid attention to one unique metaphor which identifies the voice of God within the heart of man. In this metaphor, the voice of the Lord within the heart of man is presented in 7 signs by which we can examine as to whether our heart satisfies the requirements of the temple of God or if it does not. Psalm 29:4-11. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forests bare. And in his temple, everyone says glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And the phrase, as in his temple, everyone says glory, indicates the fact that all of the above-mentioned acts are components of the voice of the Lord, which come out of the mouth of God within his temple, which is his church, and we together, every one of us. The voice of the Lord in our church, as well as in every one of us, if our heart is built into a temple of the Lord, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. It breaks the cedars of Lebanon. It divides the flames of fire. It shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. It makes the deer give birth. It strips the forests bare. The demonstration of the voice of the Lord within the heart of man, within these 7 components, means that the heart of such a person is the throne of the Most High. And so in these 7 forms of his voice is how the Lord speaks from his throne. And if one of them is not included, then it's very possible that these are other voices that are actually speaking to us, our flesh, that impersonates itself as the Holy Spirit. The Lord speaks from his throne, and he speaks in these 7 forms. Today we'll look at the 6th goal, which the voices emanating from the throne pursue, the throne that is within our heart, and the goal is to make the deer give birth. As it says, the voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth. The image of the pregnant deer implies a person who has received the promise of hope within his heart. a very interesting way in which it's characterized. A person who has received the promise of hope into his heart, he is like a pregnant deer. And it's not talking about a cow or other animal, but specifically a deer. Why? Because a deer will rise to heights that are unreachable for us, but a cow or other animal will not. And the children of God, these are the children of God that have the promise of hope. The promise of hope is one hope, and that is to meet the Lord Jesus Christ on the clouds. Someone is waiting for him in his second coming. And in his second coming, the Lord will come, Jesus will come with his church, which he will already by this time have taken from the earth 3.5 years prior in the form of rapture, in the quiet. He is a unique thief. He's not taking what is not his. He will only come to take, like a thief would, quietly take what belongs to him, to take his saints. And so the saints are the saints that are pregnant with this promise to have this morning star and be raptured at the light of the morning star. And to identify whether we have this promise, we need to be familiar with the door of our hope. And what is this promise that lies at the door of our hope? Therefore, the reason the voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth is for the opportunity to fulfill for man the promise that God has given to his chosen remnant. This is the meaning behind the deer giving birth, or giving it the ability. Man, God will fulfill his promise for man. He will allow the deer to give birth. If he will bring her to such a state, he will definitely allow her to give birth. And if she receives this promise, then he will allow her to bear as well. And so if God has allowed a Christian person to get to the point of birth, he will allow her to give birth. It's important to receive the promise, but also it's important to get you to a point of giving birth so that you begin to experience that you are in labor and are able to give birth to the promise. And so to allow or to make the deer give birth is God for fulfilling the promise that he has for man. And this calling is supposed to happen during the Lord's visitation so that the promises that they are pregnant with would become known or be released from the entrails of man. The Lord, at the time of visitation, his visitation, can do something for man. And here I've noted two words. First, the promises need to be made known in us, and then released in us. If I just put a pillow under my shirt and walk around and say I'm pregnant, when the Lord visits, he will check what promise I'm pregnant with. And so when the Lord visits, he first allows us with his shaking, with trials and exams. When he visits us with his holiness, he examines us as to whether we have these promises. And with his visitation, he then releases this from our entrails and allows us to bear. And so the Lord has visited us more than once, our service, and we've seen the results that followed. There, certain people began to shine brighter and became stronger in their faith. Others began to abandon the Lord. This was the visitation of the Lord. And so during his visitation, the Lord says, I will fulfill what I have promised. I will first reveal this inside of you, these promises, the signs of this pregnancy, and then with the Lord, you will release this promise. You will give birth to this promise. How do you determine whether we are pregnant with these promises or not? How do you determine? Or did we just put a pillow under our shirt? As sometimes people that maybe beg in the street do, they pretend to be pregnant just so that people give them money. We need to determine whether we are pregnant with this promise or not. 2 Samuel 22, 33 through 34. God is my strength and power, and he makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer and sets me on my high places. And so the deer, both male and female, have the ability to go to heights. And the Lord elevates us upon these heights, just like this deer, to heights that are not reachable for us. And from these heights, he shows us the promise. In the distance, he shows us the promise that he has something for us, that while we're on earth, he can adopt our body and redeem our soul, fill them with glory, and then take us to the Lord. And so whether we're pregnant with this promise will depend upon whether we were on these heights. And to be upon these heights is to be upon the mountains where the Lord shows us his promises. It is referring to such a form of promise in the womb of the deer, identified as thirst to know God or the thirst to seek God. And so we see here that if this deer says, I was upon God's heights, this is easily checked by thirst, or by the ability to thirst for the Lord. Psalm 42, 1 through 3. As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O Lord. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, Where is your God? And so we need to have thirst. We come because we have thirst. Having this thirst is evidence that we are this deer that is pregnant. And if she has received this promise, if she has accepted this promise, she begins to greatly thirst. If a person does not have this thirst and he's upon this place, then this word is not for him today. Right now we will sing a psalm and we will thank God that we have thirst for God, and we will demonstrate this thirst in the form of tithes and offerings. Talking about the prayer services, the night services or morning services, talking about the fact that few people attend these services, we understand that people work and are busy and it's not a requirement, and everyone attends as they are able. And people are always able to join also via the internet to the service, the active service. But people who do have the opportunity to night prayers or morning services, and they have the thirst to do so. As I've heard a brother say, I only go where pastor is. Why? Because a person's not pregnant with God's promises. We have this promise, and in the service of tithes and offerings, this is the service where we do demonstrate thirst before God. We thirst to fulfill his word. Let us stand up and let's take part in this great service. Чувства пришел, пусть живет. Больше любви ведь никто не имеет. В нем лишь покой мое сердце мое. Полно заботиться, полно томиться. Рад и спаситель навек он со мной. Он обещал никогда не покинуть. Бури не покинуть.
молчал, никогда не покину. Бури не страшны, стремлюсь я домой. Сос Иисус даровал мне победу, мощной рукою оковы разбил. Сила любви тот мне дух сокрушил, он мира и лей мою душу излил. Полно заботиться, полно томиться, брат и спаситель навек он со мной. Он обещал никогда не покину, бури не страшны, стремлюсь я домой. Он обещал никогда не покину, бури не страшны, стремлюсь я домой. Если в варенье душой я слабею, он лишь один славы дух укрепит. Днем я поток очищения имею, силу и радость душе он дарит. Полно заботиться, полно томиться, брат и спаситель навек он со мной. Он обещал, никогда не покину, бури не страшны, стремлюсь я домой. Он обещал, никогда не покину, бури не страшны, стремлюсь я домой. Кончится труд мой, вселенья святые, он лишь с любовью меня приведет. Мир не нарушит страдания земные, очи в объятиях мой дух отдохнет. Полно заботиться, полно томиться, брат и спаситель навек он со мной. Он обещал, никогда не покину, бури не страшны, стремлюсь я домой. Он обещал, никогда не покину, бури не страшны, стремлюсь я домой.
I will happily repeat after Pastor Arkady that every time the nation of Israel honored God with their tithes and their offerings, in either in the tabernacle of Moses or the temple of Solomon, they were required as a command Moses gave them that he received from God as a revelation to stretch out their hands over their tithes and proclaim a great proclamation, which they were faithful to for thousands of years. We are that same Israel. We are connected to the same roots, nourished by the same olive tree. We will do the same thing. Please stretch out your hand over your tithes and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so that you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to acknowledge your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be open to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen. May be blessed. Please be seated.